My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Hsu.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about our favorite marketing book. So I'll go ahead and kick things off. I think the most valuable book I've read probably in the last year or two is called The Breakthrough Advertising. And it's actually very hard to find. I think if you try to buy it on Amazon right now, it's probably a couple $100 to get. But Breakthrough Advertising basically talks about copywriting and writing for advertising, trying to convince people to do something, right? People basically have their desires already. Ultimately, it's your job to channel those desires. A lot of these principles are old. I think the book was written in the 1920s or so, but it's still really relevant. Like, the copy resonates when you read it. You have to learn, I mean, whatever marketing you're doing, if you're writing ads, for example, if you're doing content marketing, for example, or email marketing, you have to understand the concept of good copywriting. And this book will get you to the next level. And, you know, you can search online for it. You have other ways too. I'm not going to specify how, but Breakthrough Advertising, you can look it up on Amazon. It's one of the best books. And, you know, I have my people on my team read it.
One book that I love is called Don't Make Me Think. It's actually has a lot more design concepts than marketing concepts in there. But as a marketer, if you can't figure out how to make your UI, your landing pages easy to understand, flow through, click, etc., then people aren't going to convert. So check out that book, Don't Make Me Think. And the reason I love it is most marketers think about traffic and they rarely think about design, user interfaces, usability, because all of that actually does affect marketing. It doesn't matter how much traffic you drive. If the landing page is confusing, the design sucks, people won't convert.
All right. The next one is Influence. Influence is a great book talking about the psychology of what makes people tick. How do you influence people to do something? So there's an example in the book that talks about the concept of price anchoring. So, you know, if you walk into a designer store and you're looking at a jacket and it says $1,000 on it, well, it's too expensive, right? And as you're walking out, the salesperson stops you and says, hey, that's a nice jacket, right? Well, guess what? It's only $300 today. So in effect, you've anchored it so high that $300 seems so cheap, you're going to go ahead and buy it, right? And there's so many other examples in there where, for example, there's a bunch of people waiting in line to make a Xerox copy. If you want to influence people, you want to get to the front of the line, all you need to do, they did this test multiple times, you just walk in the front of the line and say, hey, can I make a copy? Because I need to make a copy. Things like that, where it's just like, you know, giving a random reason actually converts a lot higher than just saying, can I make a copy? So you want to take a look at this just to give you an idea or give you a bunch of ideas on how you should approach your marketing. And not just that, how you should approach your day-to-day too, how you can influence people to do things. So that book is by Robert Cialdini. I'm pronouncing it wrong, but Influence, great book.
Another one to check out, the 22 Immutable Laws of Marketing. It pretty much just breaks down 22 rules that you should always follow. They're amazing, awesome rules. Check out the book. I read that. It was actually my first read when I got into marketing years and years ago when I was a little kid. I think I was like 16 or 17 when I first read that book. It's a great read, still very valuable and relevant today.
All right. And the next one is .com Secrets. So this one's fairly recent, about 2 years old. This is written by Russell Brunson. And it talks about the concept of funnels, how you have to have a value add ladder. And funnels are going to get bigger and bigger over time because it's just the next thing that a lot of people aren't really thinking about, you know. So building a marketing funnel, he talks about the different funnels that you can create and how he goes about pitching these offers. Some of them might be a little aggressive, but just think about, hey, how can you apply this to your business and maybe put your own touch on it? Highly recommend reading that book. And Neil, you have any others?
Yeah, The Copywriter's Handbook. It's a step-by-step guide to writing copy that sells. It's a really good book. It was written, I think, like in the mid-2000s, like 2006 or something like that, right, or 2005. And that book teaches you a lot of principles about copywriting, how to write amazing copy. And speaking about copywriting, you should also check out David Ogilvy. He has a ton of books himself. He's the father of advertising, one of the best copywriters out there that ever existed. He just has amazing, you know, life experiences and lessons when it comes to advertising, copywriting, etc., that he shares throughout all of his books as well. The Copywriter's Handbook isn't written by David Ogilvy, but nonetheless, this is still a great book that I love reading when it comes to copywriting.
I'm also going to recommend The Bore on Letters, which is from Gary Halpert. He has passed away since, but he's known as one of the greatest copywriters of all time. And basically, he wrote these letters to his son, Bond, when he was in prison. And it was just all, it's basically examples and examples and examples of great copywriting. So again, you look at these things, a lot of these things we're talking about right now, there's going to be examples. And ultimately, just like you're listening to this podcast, if you can get one crazy idea, one great idea from one book, it's paid for itself. One more I'm going to add on top is Seth Godin. So Seth Godin is known as a master marketer. I like looking at his blog every single day. For whatever reason, he has the only TypePad blog that works. It's basically like a couple sentences every single day. So look at his blog and then also read his books too. You have Lynchpin, you have Purple Cow. He's just a great writer and a great marketer. So that's it for today's episode of Marketing School. We'll see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.